Well, hello there, and welcome to your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie. Jerry will be back later this week. You have me today. I have you because you're going to light up the phone lines because you are ready to start talking, right? Long weekend with Labor Day. I hope you had a wonderful time with family and friends. Now let's get back to work. We got to change the world one conversation at a time. Well, we're going to talk about when God changed your plans. Okay, that's the topic today. You have your life set, everything you envisioned for your life. You know, you said you were going to go to school and get married and have kids and do this certain job, and you were going to make this amount of money, and you were going to live in this wonderful house and this great place on earth. And God changed everything. Your plans were changed. It wasn't what you thought of. It wasn't what it looked like. But God had bigger and better plans for you. Do you have a story like that? If you do, I need you to call in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you just turned on the radio and you hear this wonderful show, we're a live call-in show. That means you get to participate and share your story, your lived experience, so you can help other souls along the journey. That's how Take Two works, and it's been working that way for 10 years. So I need you to really stop what you're doing. I know you're getting back in the swing of work, because after the Labor Day weekend, I understand that, but I do need your help, because without you, you're just going to hear me talking the whole hour. I can do that. I can fill the whole hour, but I want to hear from you. And Matt Gabinski's ready to answer your call. So if you have a story like that, that you had plans for your life and then God changed those plans, could you share with us what the outcome was and is? We'd like to know. Was it better? Or were you like, wow, this is not so good. I don't know what God was thinking with this one. Or was it something so extraordinary? You're like, oh my goodness, this is so much bigger than I could have ever dreamt for myself. We want to hear your story. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. So please start dialing in right now. The number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. When God changed my plans, that's the title for today. You can always text us if you have something to say about this topic. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your comment about this topic, when God has changed your plans. And just know that message and data rates may apply. So you know how they say when God closes a door and he opens a window, and the window is so much better than that door. Well, that is true. That really is, if we have trust in God. And I want to hear the story. So start telling your story now to Matt Gabinski so he can put you on air with us. Michael, our very fine producer, is at the controls. He's doing just an amazing job, as he always does each and every weekday. We've got Pedro on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Hi, guys. I'm back from DC from the EWTN radio conference. And boy, do I have a story to share with you. It was so amazing. So I'll get to that in a moment, but I want the phone lines to completely light up. I want a Christmas tree here for September. So let's go, you guys. Stop what you're doing. I saw a bunch of lines start to light up, and then you must have dropped off. So call back, whoever that is. I'd love to hear your story about when God changed your plans. Also, Jerry will be back towards the end of the week. He's in classes, so please pray for him. He's getting used to this semester, so that is wonderful. And he's always going to do so great, because he knows the faith, and that's a good thing. And so he is in formation for the priesthood. So we would always keep him in our prayers. Also, please continue to keep the beautiful souls in Minneapolis in your prayers, because there's so much that's still happening with people taking sides and making some really harsh statements on social media. And it's just, you know, it's not a time to divide. It's a time to come together and heal through that, you know, just tragic, just horrible and horrific shooting that took place recently. So we definitely want to keep everyone, every single soul in our prayers, especially because we want our kids to be able to try their best to heal through this traumatic experience. So they are looking to the adults as examples. And so we have to be that. So I would just encourage people, to stay away from social media and not to contribute to the food fight that's going on there on social media. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say there. Also, I wanted to tell everybody, Adam and I are starting our Angels and Demons class through the GRN Academy. It starts tonight, and I've heard that there's some procrastinators that waited till the very last minute to sign up for the class. I believe the registration is still going to stay open. So if you want to join the class, I think we have like 40 participants. Go to grnonline.com/academy and sign up for the Angels and Demons class. There's also all these other classes there as well. They're fabulous. I would highly recommend them. So this is your last chance because we're going to close registration because it's a lecture based. So GRN Academy. That's how we're teaching the Angels and Demons. Also it's at grnonline.com/academy. Okay. And then I'm going to get to Jim in a moment. Jim, you're going to be our first caller to tell your story. I do want others to join you though. 833-288-EWTN. When God changed your plans, 833-288-3986. Well, I believe God changed my plans just a little bit, but it was so extraordinary that when I was flying home from DC from the EWTN radio conference, my flight was 11 hours delayed. I was put on standby on a last minute flight that popped up that was heading to Phoenix from DC. And apparently I was positioned right next to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So for 4.5 hours, I sat next to him, and it was just an incredible experience. The Secret Service sat behind me and the security detail or whatever he had all around him. It was very interesting experience. I enjoyed it very much. But I will tell you the most beautiful part of it was I always make the sign of the cross as we prepare for takeoff and for the flight. And I made the sign of the cross, and he must have seen me in his peripheral vision, and he immediately made the sign of the cross. So that was just a nice, just a wonderful way and to celebrate being Catholic because everybody on the plane noticed it. So anyway, it was just a really cool experience, and I had to share that with the Take Two family. I've never had that happen to me before like that, and so it was really fun. Made the 4.5 hour flight go much quicker. Okay, so we're talking about when God changes your plans. You have something in your head, you think the way life should go, and God changes it. Please call in. Jim is going to be first, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. When I come back, I want to see at least a half a dozen calls on the board. Come on, you guys. This is Take Two Family. Let's share this conversation together. Okay, we're talking today about when God changes your plans. Okay, we are live today off of the Labor Day weekend, so I really do want your participation. Please dial in. You don't have to be Catholic. I'd love to hear your story. You've had your plans. God has his plans. How did that work out for you? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, Jim, hold on one more second. I just wanted to share news in depth with Catherine Hadro. It's Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and TV. EWTN's weekly one-hour discussion of current events in the church, politics, and culture from a Catholic perspective, covering the underreported stories and clarifying the church's position on key teachings with a focus on the laity's needs and concerns, hosted by Catherine Hadro. By the way, she does a great job. And you can get EWTN News in-depth delivered to your email inbox with details on each week's show. Go to EWTN.com/in-depth and sign up today. Oh, that is excellent. You can get it in your inbox. I love when that happens because you're always up to speed on things. That is wonderful. Okay, let's go to Jim. Jim's going to start the conversation off from Dallas, Texas on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Jim. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Greetings. Thanks for having me. I have a very short story, but I'll go through it really quickly for you, and maybe you can ask some questions.
Okay.
I was raised Catholic, cradle Catholic, and left the church for literally exactly 40 years. And through friends and prayers, they brought me into a CHRP retreat, Christ Renews His Parish mm-hmm. retreat. And from that moment on, the Blessed Virgin Mary decided my plans were different. than what I had planned. My life of debauchery basically would have made St. Augustine blush. So now I'm in kind of a fast-forward mode to try to bring people into the church, and I'm trying not to look back, but only forward. So.
Wow. Wow. 40 years in the desert, huh, Jim?
40 years in the desert.
Wow.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I had my plans, and my plans didn't include God. I knew he was there in the background, but now he's in the foreground. So.
Okay, and the Blessed Mother, she, as the wonderful spiritual mother that she is, she brought you right back to her son, which is so amazing. And Jim, just for our listeners, the Chirp Retreat, Christ Renews His Parish, I've been on those retreats. Excellent. Same with Acts Retreats, those weekend retreats where you can share your story is very powerful. The Christian witness is very powerful to move others to really come back to the church and kind of reposition themselves in the church. So would you say that Christ Renews His Parish, that's what actually did it? That was the way you came back into the church, or was it prior to that with people encouraging you to come back?
No, it was literally the second day, like a bolt of lightning. And I can tell you it was as if the Blessed Virgin Mary took me by my hand and just led me back to the promised land. So, I mean, I can't say literally, but boy, it sure felt like it.
Right.
And I haven't looked back, and I've had to research her from every aspect to learn about every apparition and just everything from Old Testament, New Testament, any kind of writings from mystics to find out who this incredible woman was. But anyway, she's the mother of God, and God decided to change my life.
Yeah.
Using her as an instrument. So, beautiful.
Well, okay. So, Jim, obviously, I'm going to say welcome back home. So that is wonderful. And what would you say to somebody listening right now that they have put God on the shelf, kind of like the way you did for 40 years? What would you say to them?
You know, it's one of those things you have to find it from within. It really has to come from your heart. That 18 inches between your brain and your heart to actually, I mean, do enough research to find out more details about the church, the early church fathers, the church that Jesus started, and you'll find the truth. And it's been out there right in front of our faces. We just tend to ignore it. And I think, you know, the media and other things aren't helping. I think a lot of things that we see in our society actually try to crush that, unfortunately. But I love having conversations with people and just put out just enough breadcrumbs where they can find the path on their own, because you certainly can't force people into it.
Right. So, Jim, you do realize you're on this quest for knowing as much as you can about your spiritual mother, our spiritual mother, the Blessed Mother. And how the beauty of that, Jim, is you do realize that when you take your last breath here on earth, you're probably going to be greeted by her.
Well, you know, there's a joke about her. You know, Peter's at the front gate, and he complains to Jesus and says, you know, I love your mother and all, but she keeps letting people in the back door, in the back window.
Yeah, but you know,
where she's going to let me in the window, and then I'll get to meet Jesus face to face.
Well, yes, because there's a lot of stories of people that have grown very close to the Blessed Mother that she takes their hand and she walks them right to her son. So how beautiful is that, Jim? I can feel the Holy Spirit as I'm saying it. I just am so happy for you that you love Our Lady so much. And I love that for you, because what a comforting thing. I've been by the bedside of many, many people who have died, and there are some that actually see her and they actually say that it's her, and it's so beautiful. So I love that for you, Jim, and what a beautiful journey you've been on. And I just hope that others are listening so that they can maybe take a look again at Holy Mother Church and come back home. So thank you, Jim, for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Call us again. Definitely. Definitely call us again. Okay. We're going to free a phone line there, and we'd like you to jump in and share your story. Have you had, you've had your plans, but then God has his plans. And so what does that look like? Can you tell us your journey just like Jim did? We've got Michael weighing in on YouTube. I'll share the comment there, and Rick is going to be next, but you can join the team that is going to step up and share with the world, your particular path, your spiritual path, and how that looks, and how, what part you played in it by saying yes, maybe the things that you designed for yourself, but then really what God's plans kind of trump everything. So here we go. Just dial in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Please call in. We are live today. I know we're coming off of the Labor Day weekend, so sometimes people think it's still recorded. We are not recorded. We are live, so I'd love for you to fill up the phone lines. Rick is up next from Albany, New York, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Rick. Welcome.
Hi. Good afternoon. My story starts with my parents, mother and father, were juniors in high school. My father was a Protestant, my mother was a Polish Catholic, and they needed permission to get married back then, and their parents wouldn't allow it. So as a result, I was born in what they call the St. Joseph's Maternity Hospital, mm-hmm. and as a result, I was left there because they weren't married and they still had another year of high school. But they came and got me after they were old enough to get married without the permission of their parents. And then I have four siblings behind me. But the fact was, so my father was more like an older brother to me than, and it was difficult for him to know how to be a father at 19, 20, 21, and so on. So I was kind of a knucklehead and very mature. But in 1970, I had just turned on our Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. That's the day I was born. 4 days later, the 16th of my girlfriend of 5 years, we were talking, having an argument, and I said, "We'll either get married or we'll break up." So she started crying, and what we did was we got married. And that was on the 16th, a month later. You could do that back then in January. It was the fourth coldest day of the century. Anyway, so we had four sons, and I was a very immature father. But so she had to put up with me and four sons. So that was five knuckleheads, basically. Mm-hmm. But then as time went by, my four sons got married. So then I have five women that I have to answer to, my wife, and then four daughters-in-law. And all of a sudden, I have 10 granddaughters. So I've got 15 women I have to answer to. And I started to go to the daily mass back when I was 22 years old. And I've been doing that ever since. I'm 75 and a half years old now. So it's been a phenomenal thing. And then 30 years ago, I started to do the weekly adoration. But anyway, I'm still employed. I'm still in the real estate business after 50 years. And life is wonderful because, frankly, I just put all my trust in God from the time I was 21 years old, basically, mm-hmm. to the present day. And I mean, it's just been a marvelous run, and I'm still at it.
Okay, so Rick, first of all, you do not sound 75 years old, so you sound fantastic. So that's keep that youthful voice of yours. But could you ever imagine that your life from the very beginning of you entering this world would turn out this extraordinary?
No. I says it brings tears to my eyes thinking about it. I went to my granddaughter's wedding 2 weeks ago. There's five of the grandchildren that are out of college. They're all gainfully employed. Oh. I mean, it's just what the daily mass, adoration, daily rosary has done for me in my life is so far beyond the universe that you can't even express it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I love about you, Rick? You obviously have pushed all your chips in with God. I love the way you said you just trust God, you know, and you're staying very close to God, connected to God, similar to how the saints, you know, they've always stayed connected. That's the road to sainthood, the road to holiness. I love that about you, Rick. And I wish other men, and I pray that other men today are listening to you, because I think a lot of times, especially men, I know this is a general statement, but especially men, they're fixers, right? They can do everything. They can take care of everything. But I just love how you just put all of your faith and trust in the Lord, and look what the Lord has done. The Lord has your life has flourished, and it is grown. Correct. In beautiful ways, and your legacy lives on. And wow, Rick, what a great story. It would make a great movie.
It would. I get 6 grandsons, you know, so 10 granddaughters. And the fact that I was born on 12-12-49, Our Lady, the Feast of Our Lady Guadalupe, she saved my life. So I have such a devotion to the Virgin Mary.
Wow. Well, there you go. Another person that's devoted to the Blessed Mother, just like our first caller, Jim. I love that. We should start a Marian movement like this, because it is so important to stay close to the Blessed Mother. Rick, thank you so much for gracing this conversation today. It was just a beautiful story that you shared, and keep up the great work, Rick. And I wouldn't tell anybody that you're 75. I think you sound maybe probably about 59. How's that?
Oh, I love it. Thanks so much. God bless you, too.
Okay, Rick. Take care. God bless you. Call us again, for sure. All righty. We're going to get to our other callers, but I wanted to share what Michael said on YouTube, and I'm waving to Michael. Hi, Michael. Michael said, when I retired from my job, I had plans on how I was going to spend my retirement. However, someone decided that I could make a good deacon, which I wasn't counting on. So please continue to keep me in prayer. Absolutely, Michael. We've got you in prayer. That is just so amazing. I've heard a lot of stories like that where men are deciding, okay, I finished raising my kids, I'm done maybe with work in a couple years, and then all of a sudden somebody says, have you ever thought about being a deacon in the church? I mean, I said that to my husband, Marty, honestly, a couple years ago. I said, Marty, you would make a great deacon. I mean, and it was interesting. He thought about it and prayed about it. Unfortunately, with our diocese, I think he was a little too old, so he couldn't start the classes. But some dioceses, you know, they allow older vocations, like even Jerry is an older vocation for the priesthood. So it's very interesting. Let's say hello to Mark in Sugar Land, Texas on Sirius XM 130. Mark, you're going to probably have to stay with me through the break, but welcome. Hi, Mark.
No problem. Yes, okay. No problem.
Okay, so go ahead, start your story, and then I may have to cut you off, unfortunately, but go ahead.
Okay, no problem. Well, it started with a friend of mine was Catholic, or is Catholic, and I just happened to be looking. I went on the St. Lawrence website, the local parish that I go to, and they had the RCIA, which they called it then, and it was just starting in like a month. So I decided I was going to go and check it out, and I went all through it and got baptized. 2023 at the Easter Vigil. But anyway, that changed. That's one way God changed my path. And then another way is my sister was having some problems getting arrested and drugs and alcohol and things like that. So I drove to Indiana from Texas to get my 6-year-old nephew, thinking it was going to be just, you know, a few months, maybe the rest of the school year. Mm-hmm. And I've had him ever since. And he just turned 9. He's in the 4th grade. He's really thriving. And
wow.
I just wasn't expecting to be. I'm 52 years old, and my daughter, she's almost 30. She's grown. She has 2 kids of her own, and I wasn't expecting to be a single dad, so to speak, mm-hmm. at 52. But here I am. And some people tell me that, like, you're a great guy for doing this, and I'm just, my only reply is, you know, I wasn't expecting it, but this is the path God put me on, so I'm walking it.
Wow. You know, this is amazing, Mark, because we had Jim, who started the conversation, trusting in God, coming back to the faith, falling in love with the Blessed Mother. Same with Rick, an amazing journey. Now you are sharing, Mark, about trusting in God, and you're going with God's plans. Okay. Mark, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Matt, who's driving through Virginia, please don't go anywhere. Drive safely. Stay with us. We're going to come back with more of your stories at 833-288-EWTN. Okay, we'll get back with Mark from Sugar Land, Texas, in just a moment to finish his incredible story. I want to ask him some questions about being a single dad. I mean, that is so cool, you know, picking that back up after you think you've you know, pretty much done raising your family and now you're starting again. That's very interesting. But Mark, don't go anywhere. Matt, hold on, don't go anywhere. And we have an open line for you, 833-288-EWTN. If you want to tell your story, 833-288-3986. When you had your plans, God has his plans. How did that work out for you? I want to hear the story. Congratulations going out to two longtime EWTN radio partners, KPIA 102.5 FM serving Huntsville, Texas, is celebrating 22 years with EWTN, and Two Hearts Communications with Seven Signals serving Washington State and Oregon marks 24 years with us. Congratulations to Raymond Scheel and at Huntsville Catholic Radio, and Rod and Kimberly Fazari at their team at Two Hearts Communications from your friends here at EWTN. Okay, love, love, love that all of these stations are going strong. Okay, Mark, back with you. So this is your nephew that now you have become the dad to, your nephew?
Yes.
Okay, how is he faring? How is he doing, I mean, under your care?
Well, he's doing a lot better. He's ADHD. He had a lot of behavioral problems, which we have worked through with the help of the school and the church.
Mm-hmm.
And he's thriving now. He's just started fourth grade, and they give him a weekly grade every week about his behavior and listening and participation. And for the first 3 weeks, he's got straight A's. And
aww,
last year and the year before that, he couldn't get an A to save his life. He was just always getting in trouble and stuff. But
Wow.
Praise be to God, he's come around. And he also just got baptized last Easter. I was his I'm his godparent.
Oh, Mark. So that's what I was going to say. So welcome home, because you came in 2023 and now your nephew that you are caring for. I mean, how beautiful is that? Mark, obviously you are living all these blessings, but are others noticing this? Are they saying to you, Mark, I mean, your life has changed dramatically.
A lot of people tell me that, especially my friend who basically got me. She's my godparent. She went through RCIA with me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she says that, you know, he's good. He's as good for me as I am for him, she says.
Mark, what a beautiful story. Here's another one that would make a great screenplay for a movie. That is incredible. You know, you do realize, Mark, by you stepping up and caring for your nephew like that in a fatherly way. I mean, that's what the saints did, Mark. You do realize that, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I mean, that's
huge. And that's what my friend says. I'm making a saint of him, like, because you know, we go to mass every Sunday. I'm a volunteer in his class for CCE this year. Mm-hmm. And the year before he went to RCIA. So
wow,
it's just been God's changed my life in so many ways over the last few years.
Yeah. Well, okay, so he's going to continue to do that, because the Lord always has bigger and better plans, always. And he's a God that continues to go big, right? He continues to go big. So your journey is just beginning, and it's amazing, and I love it. And so please check in with us and let us know how things are going. I put in your prayer in the prayer book for you and for your family and your nephew especially. I put abundant blessings next to your name, because I just want a ton of blessings to surround you as you enter these next chapters in your life being a dad again. I think that's so cool, Mark. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me just say one more thing. You know, I was suffering before this, I was suffering from depression, like, severely. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting on my porch one night, and I heard a voice in my soul that said, cry no more, my son. I didn't hear it audibly, but I felt it in my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, I've been tremendously better.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
That's another blessing.
Well, Mark, I mean, yeah, you heard that voice, you know, whether it was, you know, from God himself or through your guardian angel. I mean, so you had that heavenly support to say, Mark, don't be depressed any longer. It's your time. It's your time to shine. And it's your time to serve. And it's your time to grow in holiness. And Mark, I'm right with you, buddy. I got to tell you, there have been times that I've hit some really low points in my life, and thank God that He was there and responded at just the perfect time, and that's what God did for you. And so, Mark, I think you're awesome. I love your journey, and I really want you to live your very best life so that you can be the best example to your family as you are doing. And you watch, Mark, there's so much more in store, and it's incredible. Thank you for trusting us with your journey.
No problem. I thank you guys. I listen to you every day, practically.
Oh, good. You know what? I just told our producer I want to like live in Sugar Land, Texas, just because I like saying Sugar Land. It's so cool. So you live in a cool town, Mark. All right. Call us again, okay?
All right. You have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. What a great story. Wow, you guys, this is awesome. Okay, let's hear what Matt has to say. Matt is still driving through Virginia, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Matt. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Aren't you loving these stories?
Well, that's what got me to call, actually.
Tell us.
You hear me?
Oh, yes, perfectly. Go right ahead.
So, in 2016, I was doing a Marian consecration, which is a consecration of Jesus through Mary. Mm-hmm. And during that process, it was kind of like an inner voice of Mary that completely changed my life. But I called that day and those days my conversion, because beforehand I had like a 46-year period where it didn't matter it felt like no matter what I did, praying, rosary, and all of this stuff, I had no connection to Jesus, Mary, the saints, anything. And from that time on, I began a journey. Now, at this point, what I wanted to say about it is the fact that the Marian consecration got me on a journey where I wanted to help save souls. At this point, I've been on 6 Curcio retreats, and I'm leading Christ Jesus Parish at my own parish, at Bledsoe, 3 in my parish. Mm-hmm. And the reason I wanted to say that is because of the fact that men are so hard to reach. You know, I've learned this after the past 8-9 years, whatever it is. They're so hard to reach. And I have seen, well, first of all, it was my own conversion, number one. And then I've seen so many conversions. You know, I have 6 now going on, 8 men meeting with me on Saturdays. I got guys now are also joining me. They're going to do the formation, RCIA, whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. So it changes me and changes these men so much. And Mary, for me, Mary was my lead-in to believe in the saints, believe in St. Faustina, St. Therese, and such and such. And then really to see Jesus for the first time in my life and believe him now that I, even though I still have self-doubt, I say on a regular basis, you know, I choose to believe that you love me, Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's still hard work every day, but I'm on the journey.
Hmm. So, Matt, let me ask you a question. Being on 6 Curcios and then Christ Renews His Parish and being a retreat leader, when you made the comment, and I made it earlier, a general comment about men, what is it, and help me with this, what is it with men in general that there's such a stumbling block sometimes with the Blessed Mother, and there's also such a stumbling block and I was sharing this with our producer on the break, like getting in the way of the Lord. Like, is it just like I'm not a man, so I wouldn't know this, but is it just a guy thing that you're just, it's men just feel like they don't need as much God in their life or something? Explain this to us, because I think this could be something that if somebody's listening in their car right now, it maybe could reach deeply into their soul.
Well, number one, men as a species, so to speak, they are taught or they have this innate thing is they have to do it themselves, and they believe they're weak if they have to rely on somebody else, to rely on Jesus, to rely on Mary as a saint. That's the whole point of Jesus is give up everything and rely on Jesus, and then he'll guide you, and the saints will guide you. So that's the biggest stumbling block. They believe that they must do it themselves. Not that there might be a little bit of the thing about, well, other guys are going to see me doing this and stuff like that. But I honestly think that's the biggest stumbling block is the fact that they have a hard time giving up control of their life.
Interesting. But you know what's interesting about what you just said, though, Matt? Like, I was thinking when I see men and priests and deacons, when I see men kneeling and praying, it is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And it's such a, in my mind, when I see it, I don't see weakness. I see strength. I see complete strength and connection to the divine. And so when I see it from the outside, to me, it looks so appealing and so beautiful and so saintly and so strong. But yet, I guess as a man going through life, maybe they'd feel like they are weak if they put too much emphasis and too much dependency on God. But as an outsider looking at it, I see it the opposite way. Has anybody ever commented on that about men? I think men should definitely kneel and pray with their family. I've said that multiple times in religious education, and I've had men say to me, "No, I sit in a chair. I'm not gonna kneel down." And I would be like, "Well, but you're setting a beautiful example." What do you say to all that? Do you think the gestures are important, Matt?
Well, when I see a man at church and mass with their family, the little children, and their children are crying and the mom's struggling and stuff like that, I go up and I congratulate them. I says, "You have no idea how that touches my heart to see you here in mass." For me myself, kneeling is not something. I've kneeled basically on when I say a prayer for the crucifix, because that's the only one I can stand to do because of my knees. At, you know, I'm 72 years old.
Right.
But absolutely, to see men praying, and especially, you know, I've talked about the men that have changed, after these retreats, and just to have seen them, first me, my anxiety, my sleeplessness, my desire to have to prove myself to sell and all this other stuff. And these men who have changed, and they're softer. They're softer on themselves. That's more important than anything else. They're softer on themselves.
Right.
And to see them now, you know, like, starting out, hearing, "Oh, I don't know, I don't do any prayers." And now they say, "Well, I'm doing this rosary so many times, and now I'm doing the rosary in Latin, or I'm doing learning the rosary in Spanish, because, you know, a lot of Hispanics in the South."
Right, right.
It tickles my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say it any better.
In fact,
you know, before I started out, I said, what am I going to say? I'm going to say, "I'm too excited. I want to skip right to the end and tell you how exciting this is."
Right, right. Yeah, it's an amazing journey. I mean, I agree with Bishop Barron, Matt. Bishop Barron has been saying it repeatedly, that this is an adventure. This life with Christ, this relationship, the way we develop, we evolve, and it's so beautiful. It's really an adventure, and everybody's got their story, and I think God is pleased when we show up like this and try to give our witness to others, and so that it could help others come back to the church. Matt, you are definitely doing your part with Six Crucios and Christ Renews His Parish and doing everything you can to get men to really see this clearly. Way to go, Matt. More power to you. You know, Matt, Matthew means a gift of God. You know that, right?
Of course. My sister tells me that every time she sees me. You know what your name is?
It's a great name, Matt. It's a great name. You're doing fabulously. Well, thank you so much, and drive safely, sir. Thank you. We so appreciate your contribution today. I'm going to actually move to David. Yes, David in Houston, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. David, thanks for waiting. These stories are fantastic, but we want to hear yours.
Hello, Debbie. Thanks for this question. What a great question you brought up today.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, actually, Jerry came up with the topic, but he couldn't be with us today. So I said, I want this topic because I love it. So thank you. I will tell him, I'll pass the message on to him. He comes up with great topics. But tell us your story, David.
Okay, so I was working in the oil and gas industry and had about 30 years under my belt, working as a project engineer and then eventually a project manager. So my path was to work, another 5 to 10 years and retire and take it easy. But God had another plan. So about 6 years ago, I was laid off. Mm-hmm. I was laid off and I said, okay, not a big deal. I can find another job. But lo and behold, I think I was looking for about a year, mm-hmm. and I couldn't find a job. And not only that, I couldn't even land an interview. Ooh. And this was during the time when oil and gas companies were drilling and had all this work, and especially for the position that I had. I had the experience, but for some reason, I could not even land an interview. And so during this time frame, here's something I want to share with you. So during this time frame, I'm praying and just trying to figure this all out. I reached out to 3 priests and 2 deacons, and I said, mm-hmm. Father, I'm having problems just reaching out and I'm applying for jobs. I can't land a job, not even an interview. Father, what's going on? And all of the priests, 3 priests and 2 deacons, they told me, David, Father just wants you to get closer to him. He just wants you to get closer to God. Mm-hmm. And that's all they said. That's all they said. You know, nothing about, oh, David, don't worry about it. You'll get a job. Keep doing it. Keep going at it. And no, all they said was, don't worry. He just wants you to get closer to him. So I had some free time. One of my friends invited me to the local Catholic radio station to do some volunteer work. I fell in love with the place, and lo and behold, I interviewed and got the job, and I'm working here at Guadalupe Radio Network.
I know, and we love you, David. You're amazing. David, so in that year time, okay, you got closer to God. This is what, when you started off the 3 priests and 2 deacons, I said, okay, is he going to tell me a joke? Because it almost sounded like a joke. You know, I talked to 3 priests, 2 deacons. But it's so true. They said that this was your time to really go deeper with your relationship with God. And look how it has turned out for you, David. You went from the oil and gas industry now to this beautiful work, ministry work that you're doing to share the gospel message with souls all around the world, David. I mean, could you ever have scripted this?
No way. There was no way. I mean, I went to school. So yes, God gave me this one gift. And I was able to use this gift and work in the oil and gas industry. And I did some. I was blessed to do some really good jobs and worked on some really big jobs and provide for my family. Mm-hmm. But then, for this to happen, there was no way that I could have scripted that.
Yeah.
You know, because I was going to finish out my career and enjoy retirement and just take it easy. But no. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He had other plans for me. And, you know, to be honest, I mean, this is like amazing. This is amazing for me and my family just to be able to work doing this, working in Catholic media, Catholic radio, to do this every day is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we're blessed. We're absolutely blessed. But David, in that year, real quickly, in that year when these 3 priests and 2 deacons told you just to spend the time with the Lord, did you, and this is important because people are listening to your story, did you ever just feel like, oh, this is just not going to work? This year is going to take forever. I mean, this is going to be difficult. Did you ever have that kind of, you know, almost like your stomach hurt a little bit because you weren't sure what the future holds? Did you have any of those times like that?
I did. I mean, you know, I was a little nervous. I still was sending my girls going to school, going to Catholic school, trying to figure all the bills and how we're going to pay for everything. But I remember one of these other deacons that I talked to, he said, Dave, man, keep up the good work, man. Your faith, even though you don't have a job right now, your faith is keeping you strong. And I didn't really even think about it like that. But he pointed that out to me one day. And I took it to heart because, like, okay, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure where God is taking me because I was thinking of all these different options of, okay, maybe I can teach, I can go do right. this, I could do right. that. But I never thought about working at Catholic Radio until a volunteer of our station here, he invited me to go with him to go help and volunteer at the radio station.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, I love your story. David, you are awesome. Thank you so much for all you do for us in Catholic media. You're such a strong supporter and you're great on radio. So thank you for sharing your journey. And people needed to hear it today. So you stepped up. So we appreciate it. God bless you, David. Thank you. Wow. Great story there. We're going to get to Mike. I'm going to try to squeeze in Mike and Cheryl, but let me just share with everyone about Bible in a Year, Catechism in a Year, every night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Father Mike Schmitz guides you through the entire Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church in 365 episodes. If you've ever wanted to understand what it means to be a Catholic and allow those truths to shape your life, this is for you. Okay, that was a great story by David from Houston, Texas. I know him quite well, and I love working with him. He's so wonderful. But his story is real, and his story is true. And he pushed all his chips in with God, and now he's working in Catholic Radio at Guadalupe Radio Network. I love it. Mike, a first-time caller from Detroit, Michigan, is listening on Sirius XM 130. Mike, tell us your story.
Well, thanks very much for the question. It's awesome. I'm a cradle Catholic, so very active in my faith all my life. And I was in my parish back in 2015-16 time frame, and a friend of mine said, Mike, you should really become a spiritual director. I think you'd be great at it. I had no idea I don't even know if I'd heard many things about spiritual director. So I didn't do anything right away. Then after COVID, I signed up to become an internship for spiritual companionship with Manresa Jesuit Retreat House in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. So I started that in 2023. And in 2024, I lost my job of 25 years in the automotive industry and in human resources. But because of my exposure to, you know, a new exposure, I should say, to the Catholic faith through the Jesuits and you know, silent prayer and meditation and contemplative prayer and things like that, I never really got stressed out. So even though during that time my wife got diagnosed with a second round of breast cancer, I still wasn't stressed out. I still had faith in God. And so, but I'm still ready to keep working. I'm not ready to be done working. So I'm still looking for a job, kind of like one of the previous callers said, it was like a year. it wasn't quite that long. It was about 8 months, and I'm starting to get really worried. And one day I was in class for my spiritual internship, and I just mentioned, yeah, I'm still not finding a job. They don't want to hire this old guy. And the next thing I knew, I was being interviewed to become the operations director at Manresa Jesuit Retreat House, which is the job I now have.
Wow.
And have had for 6 months. And so when you asked the question, could you have ever imagined it? It was nowhere on the radar, nowhere on anybody's radar that I would be doing this.
Wow.
But here I am, and I love it. I have to pinch myself every day when I walk in.
Yeah.
I say, really, God? This is what you had in mind? Why in the world did I ever doubt anything? This is the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Right, right. Oh. Wow.
So, anyway, wow. It's 39 acres, a 35,000 square foot home, retreat house, and yeah. I just get to walk around and make the place more beautiful and meet new people. And I have lunch every day with four Jesuits and one religious sister. It's I'm pinching myself right now.
Yeah. You're in a little slice of heaven, Mike, let's face it. Okay. So that's awesome. Yeah. Okay. What a great story. And It is so, you were probably listening to David's story right before you from Houston, Texas.
I was.
Similar thing. I mean, you can't script this. God has such a better plan when we trust. And I think that's what we really want to get the message out today. Mike, you are awesome. Thank you for being a first-time caller. Call us again, please. Sister Cheryl, I'm so sorry you hear the music. You wanted to let people know that you're going to Minnesota to bring scarves and to be present to the kids there. Oh, Sister Cheryl, you are so awesome. Thank you so much. And just know that we are continuing with prayers for all the folks in Minnesota. So that'll do it. You guys, tomorrow we've got another great topic planned. We're going to talk about when kids do things and say things that bring us closer to God. The kids are leading us home. This is amazing. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. Thank you to the show team. Thank you to the affiliates. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.